Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 306. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for following me. The past couple of days have been pretty nuts. The episode I released before this one on narcissists is now my most listened to episode ever. And it's kind of crazy too, because I almost didn't do that episode. I was sitting down. I was like, I wonder if people have, that many experiences in life with narcissists that this deserves an entire, 25-minute episode. And released it. And apparently, it's quite a universal thing, which realistically sucks. But I am glad that my words could give you some clarity in your life. So thank you for listening to that. And also thank you for all the support on Instagram lately. I did a post the other day on love languages. And it's also funny because I almost decided not to release that. But it's, gone viral, I suppose. It has almost 100,000 likes on it. But thank you for allowing me to be a small part of your life. To me, that's really, really cool. And continuing that trend, I've got a quick episode today on a topic that I think you can relate to, but I think my advice is going to be maybe a bit contrary to what a lot of the typical advice says. At least that's what I found after doing a quick Google search of this. That's usually how I start when I write an outline for what I want to talk about. I'll search for just to see what the usual advice is. So what shows up on advice.com, and then I either tend to take the opposite view, or I'll take the same view, but in my own unique way and with my own observations and everything. And today I had the inspiration to talk about what to do in life, dating, career, friends, really anything, what to do when you feel yourself losing interest. Losing interest in a person, in a job, in a city, in your friend group, whatever it may be. What do you do? What should you do when you feel yourself no longer excited about that thing, that person, that habit, whatever it may be? What should you do when you kind of feel like moving on? Should you do that? Should you just dip? Or should you kind of dig in? Well, according to the internet, losing interest is a sign of a much deeper, more troubling characteristic. The internet says that, losing interest is a sign of depression, anxiety, even bipolar disorder, all these things. I Googled that, what to do if you lose interest quickly. And that was kind of the result. It's kind of like if you've ever tried to self-diagnose yourself when you have a cold, and then you end up Googling it and you're like, well, I guess I have, 2 weeks left to live. That's kind of what this was like, but in this case, of course, I will acknowledge that losing interest can definitely be a sign, a symptom of depression. But that's not what I'm talking about here. And again, I'm not even closely qualified to touch a topic like that. I'm happy to point you in the direction of people and resources who are. So if that might be you, if you feel that your lack of interest is deeper, feel free to DM me. I could send some resources your way. But for this episode, I'm talking about, kind of average, happy-go-lucky people, me, you, whoever, who lose interest in someone or something that, you once had interest in. Like I said, the internet seems to think that when that's the case, it's a sign that you have attachment issues, that you need to heal, that you're suffering from some deep-seated insecurity, commitment issues, that you're trying to self-sabotage, you name it. It's like, how dare you lose interest? There's something wrong with you when you lose interest. And again, to be clear, yes, there certainly are instances where that is true, where you are losing interest to avoid something or because you're still growing or because you're missing something in your life. That is true, of course. But I found in my life that that's not the majority of times. And I just think it's kind of odd how the common advice about what to do or what to think when you lose interest it's become so like guilting. Like the advice is like, oh, you know, you're losing interest in someone that you once thought was so great. Well, that's because you have attachment issues. You have daddy issues. You know, you lack motivation, whatever. It's like, oh, you know, you're losing interest in that job that you said was your dream job. Well, that's because, you know, you're lazy and you'd rather Netflix than work towards your goals. Or, you know, oh, you're no longer fulfilled by your friend group. Well, that's because, you know, you're ungrateful and yada, yada, yada. And obviously, no, that's extreme. I'm exaggerating for the point here. But a lot of the advice going around regarding losing interest becomes very guilting. And like you shame yourself for the way you feel. Like it's like, how dare you change your mind? How dare you change your mind in regard to that person you're dating, the job you're working, the friend group, your style, how you dress? How dare you? Like you can't change your mind. You need to suck it up and stick it out. And that, at least to me, that seems to be the common advice, or at least that's how we've like conditioned ourselves to think. And, you know, I read these things and I feel these things and I'm just like, wow, well, damn, it's like, it's no wonder so many people end up staying in toxic, unfulfilling relationships when that's the way we're conditioned to think. It's no wonder people feel alone, even when they technically have a lot of friends. It's no wonder, you know, people dread Mondays and, you know, funky tie Fridays at the office. Like, it's no wonder. It's because we're conditioned to think that changing our minds on someone or something is a character flaw. We're conditioned to kind of shame ourselves or to come to some grand conclusion that we're wrong, we're being impatient, we're being greedy, we're being insecure because we're simply changing our minds. But I think you see where I'm going here. I really don't like that. I'm not a fan of that. And so I just wanted to do a quick episode on this to maybe offer a little bit of balance to this advice. So this is for you if you have found yourself changing your mind a lot. This is for you if right now you find yourself, you know, thinking about changing your mind. Changing your mind from, I thought I liked that person, but maybe I don't. Changing your mind from, this is my dream job, to maybe it's not. Changing your mind, you know, from one thing to another. And I'm here to tell you, in my opinion, that it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Even if you find yourself doing it a lot, even if you're the kind of person who maybe recently has jumped from one exciting thing to another, even from one relationship to another, I don't think it's a terrible thing. And of course, there are some caveats here and exceptions, but for the most part, I think changing your mind is literally one of the most powerfully intuitive things that you can do. And ignoring it because you're conditioned to think it's a character flaw, I think that's silly. I think that's something you'll come to regret later in life. I think changing your mind is you actively remembering your self-worth. Because changing your mind doesn't come out of nowhere. It's not necessarily a symptom of any insecurity or anxiety or commitment issue you have. It's literally just your intuition saying, hey, something is up. Maybe I'm meant for something else. Maybe I'm meant for someone else. Maybe I'm meant to do something else. I should think about this. That's it. That's all it's saying. And I'm not suggesting, you know, you hear, you have these feelings and then you just immediately dip the second you're like, oh, maybe I'm not for this, right? Because of course, this is always going to happen. Like you're always eventually going to have a diminished interest in someone or something. Like that's life, right? In a relationship, you eventually move past the honeymoon phase. In a job, eventually you realize that even though you love it, your boss might suck or is a little overbearing, whatever. Like the grass eventually becomes greener in life in pretty much every scenario. But that's okay. Like that's so okay. And to find yourself losing interest, I think, is a really, really powerful sign because it means one of two things. It either means you should sit down and think about what's missing from that area of your life. Maybe it's easily fixable. Or maybe you can even level up through it by more effort, more honest conversation, a change of pace, a change of habit, whatever. Like no problem. Like I see nothing wrong with that. just hit a quick reset and you continue moving forward. It either means that, or it means that, yeah, okay, it's time to move on. It's time to explore something else, someone else, because maybe what you deserve exists somewhere else. But either way, losing interest, it demands introspection. It demands action that follows that. And I'm all for that, right? But what I'm not for, and what seems to be the way that we're conditioned, is to just suck it up. Just suck it up. Oh, you're no longer as attracted to your partner as you once were. Suck it up. That's life. You're committed. You need to stick to it. Oh, your job is annoying you. Oh, I'm sorry. You need to suck it up. You know, your parents, they grinded it out for 30 years to get their pension. You need to suck it up. I don't really like that because that seems so passive to me. Like, how does that kind of passive thought process honor your self-worth? How does that honor the greatest thing that you possess, which is your intuition? Oh, well, I don't think it really does, right? How could ignoring your emotions, your intuition, honor that? So I just wanted to do this quick episode to help you, help me, just do a quick reset. That if you find yourself losing interest a lot in your dating life, for instance, like frequently, don't immediately go to some dark place that says, oh, you're never going to find someone because you always lose interest. You know, don't go to a dark place where you're like, I'm undateable or I'm destined to be alone. Like, you don't have to do that. Just see it for what it is. It's your intuition guiding you, potentially guiding you to someone else. And I think you should trust that. I think you should trust it, but I think you should always spend time to understand it. Why are you losing interest? Really dig in. Don't do the common advice, which tends to be just ignore it because you're committed, right? Appreciate the fact that you have the ability to do this. And it's the same in any area of your life. Job, friends, family, hobbies, you name it. If you feel yourself losing interest, if you feel some kind of deep inclination to move on from something that you once were so excited about, just appreciate that fact. Certainly don't sweep it under the table and assume it's a character flaw and that, you know, you've got to dig in your heels and just appreciate what you have. Maybe you should do that. Maybe you do need to work harder, try harder, appreciate what you have. Or maybe you don't, because moving on really truly honors your worth. But either way, it's up to you to honor that feeling. Respect that inclination you have to move on. Seriously, consider it. No guilt about it, no shame about it. This, if you take anything from this episode, I'm just saying, if you're the kind of person who's like, man, I just lose interest so quickly, don't beat yourself up for it. Celebrate the fact that you have this intuition. And I say all this because, like, as downright confusing as we can be, as downright anxious as we can be as humans, we feel things for a reason. Our intuition has our back. Our emotions are there for a reason. And I think it's up to us to listen to them, to interpret them, and then to decide what to do that's best for us. But where we get in trouble is where we ignore them in favor of what we're told to do, in favor of what we think we're supposed to do. Where we get in trouble is thinking that we're flawed in some major way and that our intuition is just a reflection of that flaw and we should ignore it because we're flawed, right? I think we need to rid ourselves of that type of thinking. We need to celebrate our gut feelings. The gut feelings that sometimes, yeah, maybe we should move on. Because I think sometimes that feeling is literally there to rescue you. It's literally there to rescue you from a relationship you're in because, you know, heck, anything is better than nothing. It's there to rescue you from a relationship you've been in for 3 years and, oh, it'll get better. It's there to rescue you from a job that, oh, eventually my job will recognize my talent, right? This feeling is your intuition showing you either the way out or the way up. And I don't think you should ever ignore it, you know, or in the instances where it's trying to get you to step up your game, it's saying, hey, you know, what needs to change in order for you to continue moving forward? What conversations need to be had? What honesty needs to be relayed? And then do those things today. You stop delaying, you stop waiting, and you do them. But either way, again, that feeling you have of losing interest, it's always a reflection of your self-worth. How could it be anything but? It's a reflection that you might need something else, or you might need something more. But either way, why wouldn't you listen to that? You know, why would you cast that aside as a symptom of some insecurity you might have, or to go to a dark place and assume that it's you just being, you know, anxious or overwhelmed or whatever? I don't think it is. It's you simply needing to do a gut check of your self-worth, either by doubling down or moving on. And of all the things that you might listen to in life, you know, I think you should listen to the strongest sign you have. And that's your intuition, because I think you'd regret ignoring it. You know, that would suck, right? To wake up 10 years from now and be like, man, I ignored that sign that was literally me, not someone else who was trying to, you know, maybe lie to me or dissuade me. It was literally me, the person who knows me best. So that's literally all I have for you for this episode. Just a reminder that yes, you deserve great things in life. You deserve a life, a partner, a job, friends, all of whom recognize your worth in the same way that they deserve the same. And if you find yourself questioning what you have or what you want, that's okay. Don't default to guilt or shame because you find yourself losing interest. Accept that there is a place inside of you that wants the best for you. It's not self-sabotage. It's not insecurity. It's not a commitment issue. It's just you. It's you, ride or die. You. It's your worth reminding you that you deserve someone who goes out of their way for you, a job that supports you and honors you, friends that are there for you. And if you find yourself losing interest, maybe that's you simply having your back, reminding you that you deserve more than someone or something that makes you question their level of commitment to you, their level of interest in you, and that you turning around and losing interest in them, it isn't a flaw of yours. It's a sign that you need to listen to, not ignore. So that's it. Shorter episode, just something to consider. I hope that was helpful in some way. And I'll just end it there. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share this episode with a friend. Tell them to check out the podcast. Hit subscribe. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And also don't forget to visit newmindsethudis.com. Means so much to me to see you all using and enjoying my journal. So thank you for that. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.